Radio Soul aktiv. Die Sendung zum Mitmachen mit Gerhard Pellegrini.
Hallihallo, schönen Abend. Ich bin wieder da. Schön, dass Sie auch mit dabei sind hier auf Radio Soul, unsere Frequenz lauschen auf 105,1 Megahertz, unser Megahertz von Vienna, von Europa. Und dann sind wir auch im digitalen Radiostandard auf DAB Plus vertreten und natürlich weltweit über Internet www.radiosoul.eu zum Beispiel oder in allen Radio-Apps. Heute sind wir ganz international unterwegs. Wir haben wieder eine Zoom-Leitung nach Amerika gelegt, zu Ted Ma, ist meistens in Seattle zu Hause und heute hat er wieder eine wunderbare Show vorbereitet. Er ist unser Showmaster und aus dem Englischen übersetzen wird Isma Kumar. Ich begrüße Sie auch recht herzlich und der erste Studiogast ist auch schon mit dabei im Zoom, Lee Merritt. Ted wird Sie dann auch persönlich begrüßen. So, ja, und jetzt würde ich sagen, kommt die Signation, eine berührende Nummer. The Water Song und nachher wird Ted Ma uns alle hier herzlich aus Amerika, hier in Wien, in Europa, über den deutschsprachigen Sender hier Radio Soul international begrüßen.
Uchuu no kanata ni Hikaru hoshi aoi chikyu wa mizu no hoshi
Hikari no kawa o koete Milky Way
hito wa Nase chikyuu ni kita no doko kara kite doko e yuku no nan no tame ni ikite
Immer wieder berührend, der Song All We Need Is Love, All We Need Is Thank You, Eröffnungssong von unserer Radioshow hier mit Ted Ma, Out of This World Radio, und das ist die Show To Make the World a Better Place, und so soll es sein. Ted, ich begrüße dich recht herzlich, welcome.
Thank you, Gerhard. It's great to see you. And Dr. Merritt, thanks so much for coming on today. I really appreciate it. I have to ask you, is that the DNA sequence behind you in the background there? Really?
Lee Merritt, you have to switch on your microphone, please.
Okay. Okay.
I turned it off so I could hum along with the song. Yeah, so that's just a picture of DNA. Yeah.
Well, fantastic.
It's appropriate for the DNA war that we're in.
Yeah, that's perfect way to characterize it. I want to thank and welcome Isma, coming to us from a beautiful spiritual location somewhere in Europe today. She'll be helping us translate. And Isma, please introduce yourself. I'm so glad you could be here.
It is my really great pleasure to be here because I love your show. And in 2020, it was such a great help to hear the beautiful words you were saying, the content you were bringing, and it helped so many people. So that's why I'm very happy to be here.
Thanks.
I'm going to translate that in German.
Yeah.
Shall I translate in German now?
Yeah.
Yes, natürlich. Danke. Ja, thank you.
Good. Also, willkommen zu dieser Ted Ma Show. Und ich bin sehr berührt, dass ich hier mitmachen kann, weil ich seine Sendung in 2020 anfing zu hören. Und seine Sendung hat so viel Licht und Freude gebracht in der besonders dunklen Zeit. Deshalb ist es für mich wirklich ein eine Art wieder zurückzugeben. Und heute werden wir eine ganz interessante Ärztin kennenlernen, Dr. Lee Merritt. Und sie hat hinten im ihr Hintergrund, das wurde zuerst gesagt, ist sind die DNA-Stränge. Und es wurde darüber gesagt, dass wir in einem DNA-Krieg sind. Aber jetzt gebe ich zurück zu Ted.
So, wonderful. Great. Thanks. Thanks so much, Yeshma. With today's show, we have over 136 million listeners worldwide, with approximately a little over 32 million in Deutschland, Österreich, and Schweiz, Switzerland. So we'll have a good worldwide audience, plus another 100 million plus off planet, I'm told, of benevolent beings. We'll have a lot of people and beings listening today, Dr. Merritt. So
it's going to be fun. What was the number, please, again, so I can say it in German?
Okay, auf Deutsch, it's 32 million, a little over 32 million in Central Europe, German, Austria, and Switzerland, 136 million worldwide, and 100 plus million off-planet.
Okay, wir werden heute sehr viele Zuhörer haben in dieser Show. Das war 32 Millionen, ich habe einige Zahlen vergessen, ich glaube jetzt da, wo wir sind, aber dann mehr als 100 Millionen die gesamten, weil diese Show ja auch im Radio läuft, in Europa und weltweit, und wir auch auf Facebook sind und überall. Und es wird auch gesagt, dass 100.000 Wesen, die nicht auf diesem Planeten sind, auch zuhören.
The purpose of this show is to make this world a much better place, and I know if we all work together, we can create a much better and happier planet.
Die Absicht mit dieser Show ist, die Welt eine bessere Welt werden zu lassen, und ich denke, wir alle wollen das sehen.
My show is a non-profit, listener-supported show, and if you'd like to support us, just go to my website at outofthisworld1150.com and feel free to contribute anything you like. It's all appreciated.
Diese Show ist Non-Profit, das heißt, es wäre schön, wenn ihr fühlt, dass ihr das machen wollt, dann könnt ihr auf Out of the World Radio auf die Webseite gehen und vielleicht subscriben oder auch eine Donation geben.
So, Dr. Merritt, I'm so glad you're here today. It's so nice to see you.
Thank you. Thanks.
Es ist so nice sehr schön, dich zu sehen, Frau Dr. Merritt.
And you hit it right on the head too. It's a DNA war.
Oh yeah, and I don't know. So I don't remember what we talked about last time, Ted. But I can tell you that I've been researching the. You know, obviously everybody's talking about these bioweapons labs in Ukraine, right. And I knew it didn't start just recently. But I kind of didn't know all the details. And I'm going to tell you because I've been looking at bioweapons for a long time. Sure. Just so your people know, you know, there was an old cartoon show or cartoon book by Walt Kelly called Pogo in the 1950s, 1960s. I remember my cousin giving me a copy when he came back from the Korean War. That's how old they are. But Pogo was a possum. He was the lead cartoon guy. And he said, we've met the enemy and he is us.
Ah, okay.
And unfortunately, that's the truth here.
Well. Go ahead.
I just was writing something down. Dr. Merritt war schon vorher in einer Show gewesen mit Ted Ma. Und ja, es geht sehr viel ab mit der DNA und mit diesem DNA-Krieg. Und da war eine Comic-Figur, ich weiß gar nicht, ob die in Europa bekannt ist, Pogo. That is a comic-Figur, right? I'm not sure whether they know that in Europe.
I don't know. I don't think so, probably. But it's American comic. The joke still stands.
Das ist eine amerikanische Comicfigur, und die zeigt eigentlich, was jetzt gerade so abgeht.
Yeah. So, I mean, the bottom line is that when the Soviet Union started breaking apart in 1991, roughly, right. Well, we in America signed. It's called the Nunn-Lugar Act. And it was two senators, Nunn and Lugar, and they signed that act, and that allocated $400 million every year for 4 years under the Cooperative Threat Reduction. And we went in and essentially, at fire sale prices, bought those labs. And essentially, we, I mean, we staffed them, we ran them, we renovated them, and we experimented on the locals. And I found evidence that one of our guys, who's still at Harvard, I think, went to Ukraine and actually was researching bat coronavirus way back in the 90s and published a paper in 2002 with a Thai colleague about bat coronavirus, blah, blah, blah. So that's part of this. It's gone way back.
Mm-hmm. Well,
it's not just recent. It's not the Wuhan lab. It's not any one place.
Well.
Und Dr. Merritt hat gerade gesagt, dass als die Sowjetunion zusammengebrochen ist, dass dort die Amerikaner einen Burger Act, also einen Vertrag geschlossen hatten, der aber anscheinend nicht eingehalten wurde. Und dass einige dieser diese Bio-Laboratorium, dass die gekauft wurden. Und natürlich... ja, wir wissen, das könnte sein, dass sie nicht für tolle Dinge benutzt wurden.
And if you just listen to the main media, Dr. Merritt, Gerhard and Isma, you think it's a very different picture is painted about what's going on. But I appreciate you sharing that with people, you know, what the truth is.
Yeah. I think the truth is, and it's interesting that the Russian army has been invited to Nicaragua to, I think they're going to be invited to clean up there what they're cleaning up in Ukraine.
Really?
I'll be honest. I think that's what it's about.
Wow.
I also found that on our, and I didn't actually find this, there's a, it's called Bioclandestine on Telegram. You know, a lot of information on Telegram. Anyway, but I checked his work. I went to the NIH website, and it turns out, and it shows all sorts of countries that, what do they call it? They don't say low visibility, but that's what they meant. It's countries all over the world where we have done the same thing.
Oh.
And, you know, from Bangladesh to Thailand to all over the country, all over the world. Oh. So, and there were 46 of those labs, just that's not counting the ones in the former Soviet Union. So,
oh, wow.
We have a lot of labs around the world.
Oh, my God.
Die Amerikaner haben nicht nur Biolaboratorien in der Ukraine gekauft, sondern auch in anderen Ländern und unter anderem wahrscheinlich auch in Nicaragua. Und es könnte so aussehen, als wenn da auch etwas passieren könnte.
Ismail, you're doing a wonderful job. Thank you. You're doing a great job. Great job.
Oh, thank you. I would like to say something, Dr. Merritt. Could you perhaps do 2-3 sentences? Because the information is very compact. And
not so much.
Yeah. What is the DNA war? What do you mean about this for our listeners?
Okay. Well, as much as we might not want to believe this, it is my belief that the world isn't, well, you guys may know this, you've always known this, that the world isn't what it appears to be.
Right.
And in America, we were very proud of our representative democracy, that we thought we had a grassroots electoral system. We would get candidates forward and vote for them. Mm-hmm. It turns out that wasn't what was going on at all.
Mm.
We can provably show, I mean, we can show now how many of our presidents were all related to each other. We've been living in a bloodline oligarchy, and the ancient kings just took off their crowns and put on business suits and became our new leaders that were still our old leaders.
Good point.
I'll tell you how that plays into the DNA war after Esme translates.
Okay.
Thank you.
I'm going to try.
Okay. Frau Dr. Merritt hat gesagt, dass... in Amerika man immer gedacht hat, dass die Wahlen sehr sicher sind und dass es wirklich immer nur Menschen gewählt werden, die vielleicht nicht so sehr miteinander verbunden sind. Aber die Tatsache ist, dass eigentlich sämtliche Präsidenten und Menschen, die in höhere Positionen gewählt wurden, dass die eigentlich miteinander verwandt sind und dass das Blutlinien sind, die weit zurückgehen in das Altertum. Und jetzt wird Dr. Merritt über den DNA-Krieg sprechen.
So, when it comes to COVID-19 or the so-called vaccine, these genetic agents, they are genetically targeted. And they're not genetically targeted to everybody equally. That's the sad thing. there are two major pathways, and just Ted, I don't want to be repetitive. Have we all gone over this before?
No, actually, okay. This is a new topic, and I'm glad, okay. So glad. All right. Yeah.
I'm going to say that. So, Sie versucht jetzt zu erklären, was mit Covid-19 passiert ist. Und es sind nicht alle Menschen davon betroffen worden, weil es nämlich mit Gentechnik zu tun hat und weil nur eine bestimmte Gruppe oder verschiedene Gruppen damit tagiert worden sind.
Okay, so if you think back, the thing that made this disease, so-called COVID, unique was the fact that there's this spike protein hooks into a pathway, and that pathway is a human pathway called the ACE2 pathway. Okay, and this spike protein hooks into it, but it doesn't hook everybody equally.
Dieses Spike-Protein, was wir ja alle gesehen haben, wo diese Stacheln dran sind, das kann sich bei Menschen festsetzen, aber nicht bei manchen mehr und bei manchen weniger. Und deshalb, das wird wahrscheinlich auch eine Erklärung sein, warum manche so sehr davon betroffen sind und manche nicht.
Right. So what they've been doing for probably since the 90s, 20 some 30s, actually almost 40 years now, they've been going around the world testing everybody's DNA. Ever since the Genome Project was completed, they've been going around testing people's DNA. And I was in private practice when I first heard this, and I remember thinking, what's the deal with that? The Chinese complained that guys from Harvard were over there scavenging their DNA. That was in the year 2000. Okay. That's the first time I know it was happening. It was probably happening before.
Gut, da ist Frau Dr. Merritt hat herausgefunden, dass es 40 Jahre lang DNA-Testing gegeben hat und sogar, dass DNA-Tests in China gemacht wurden und worüber sich die Chinesen gewundert hatten.
Right. And then when we go forward, remember, Oxford University came out and said one time, this is when Obama was in office, those Americans, they have the ability to target individuals' DNA. They could target all of our presidents and prime ministers and leave him alone, leave Obama alone. We had the ability to do that. They came out and said that, the Oxford University. That was 2000-something, 2005 maybe. It was a long time ago. And then in 2017, here's where it gets good, Putin complained that the Americans, once again us, were targeting his people, and specifically, we tried to deny it, but specifically they were targeting pure Slavic people.
Okay. Wow.
Okay, and that was Oxford University here from England, right?
Well, that was the first part. Second part was them.
I just wanted to confirm. Yeah. Also, die Oxford University hatte angegeben, dass Viren auf bestimmte Menschen gemacht werden können und dass man theoretisch damit auch Präsidenten angreifen könnte. 2017, who was saying that to Putin?
And then Putin was complaining that the Americans were scavenging Russian DNA.
Okay. Und 2017 hat Putin gesagt, dass die Amerikaner die DNA von den Russen sammeln, was slawische Menschen sind zum größten Teil, und dass die damit auch, dass man auf die bestimmte Dinge dann ansetzen könnte.
Right. And so then the other. So we tried to deny that, and it turned out no, we couldn't deny it because, and I have the paperwork on my desk, it was our Air Force. We had a neurosurgeon in Russia that was actually, they must have been paying people, but they were actually not just taking a swab to your face or anything, they were sucking out cerebral spinal fluid out of their spinal columns and taking a little bit of synovium, because that's a very special way of getting RNA. And Putin was right. It was not about everybody. They didn't care about everybody. They wanted pure Slavic people. So again, what's this all about?
Right.
Also es wurde natürlich, haben die Amerikaner das abgestritten, aber sie konnten das nicht. Was war das? War das NASA, Space Force? Was war it?
Air Force.
Die Air Force, die haben diese Tests gemacht und haben auch Flüssigkeit aus dem spinalen Cord genommen, also aus der Wirbelsäule, was normalerweise ja nicht gemacht wird, um eben genau zu wissen, wie die DNA von slawischen Menschen ist.
Ja. And so the interesting thing that I don't get surprised by much anymore, but the interesting thing is, I ran into a retired Air Force general, and he said to me, oh yes, the Air Force has more genetic sequencers than any other military service. Silly me, I thought wars were about guns and ships and airplanes, and that's right. What the military was. But now we have genetic sequencers, DNA sequencers.
Well.
Sie traf einen pensionierten Air Force Offizier, und der erzählte ihr, dass die Air Force hat ganz viele DNA-Samples, vielleicht sogar mehr als wir uns vorstellen können. Und das ist natürlich sehr verwunderlich, weil was macht die Air Force eigentlich mit DNA-Samples? Und Frau Dr. Merritt hat diese Papiere von den Sachen, die ich davor gesprochen habe, die hat sie alle auf ihrem Schreibtisch liegen.
Now, I don't want you to think it's just the Americans. This is a worldwide project. We just happen to be the lead agent. And for example, remember how they convinced people to get their own Ancestry.com? I don't know what you called it in Europe. Ancestry.com or 123andMe. Oh, look, get your own. Find out if you're related to Charlemagne or King George. They didn't care if we were related to King George. What they wanted to know is they're sorting out. The people running this show are sorting out their tribe. In other words, what do we have? We know if you know you have something special in your bloodline, you want to know what it is. And to know what it is, you got to know what it isn't. You got to know what everybody else doesn't have that you have. And they found it out. I'll tell you what it is here in a minute.
Und ihr kennt auch bestimmt vielleicht diese Seiten, wo man seine DNA abgeben kann, um herauszufinden, woher man stammt und welche Abstammung man hat. Und diese Seiten haben natürlich auch die DNA-Samples gesammelt. Und es ist nicht nur Amerika allein, die sowas machen. Es ist eigentlich weltweit passiert es so. Und in Europa gibt es ja auch diese 23andMe oder ich weiß nicht, wie die in Europa heißen. Aber es gibt die Seiten auch bei uns.
Right. So what it turned out to be was this ACE2 pathway, the spike protein of that gives you COVID and is what the active ingredient in the vaccine is that also gives you COVID. The spike protein that is what does the damage, and that hooks into your ACE2 pathway. And the number one target is white Caucasians from Europe, excepting Finnish. Interestingly, so when we look at who's at the top risk here, and you might want to write these down, Esme, because this is going to be so for white Caucasians of Europe, excepting Finnish, the spike protein attachment is 56% upregulated, meaning you're the top.
Und diese spike protein von COVID ist so designed, dass es sehr gut bei weißen Menschen in sich andockt. Aber nicht bei Finn.
Yeah. So 56% for white Caucasians in Europe, 39% for blacks and African blacks. And then it drops way down to 10% for Asians and Finnish. Who knew? Maybe you guys did, but I did not know that Finnish are not genetically like everybody else in Europe. The Finns came from the Korean Peninsula through this diaspora, through Mongolia and stuff. So they segregate, segment with the Asians at 10% upregulation. And then at the very bottom are people that has 0% upregulation of this pathway. Very low binding of the spike protein to their ACE2 pathway, meaning decreased risk of getting sick, decreased risk of damage from the vaccine. And who are those people? It's called the K26R bloodline.
Well, okay. How many percent was the white people, the Caucasian?
Well, 56%. So it's not percent of the people, okay? It's strength of the binding.
Okay.
So their 56 binding versus 56% binding versus 39% blacks, 10% Asians and Finnish, and then zero the K26R.
So it's a genetic war, in other words.
It's a genetic war.
Yeah.
The people that brought us to it are K26R.
Okay. Diese Anwendung von dem Virus an den an diesen Pathways ist 56% für weiße Menschen. Dann war das 34% für Schwarze, 10% für Asiaten und eben auch Finnen. Und die Finnen, man kann sich ja wundern, dass die Finnen nicht zu den, in dem Moment nicht zu den Kaukasiern, also zu den weißen Menschen gehören, sondern die sind irgendwann mal über die Landbrücke von Korea nach Finnland eingewandert.
So the issue is, there's a group out there that doesn't get hit like we do, and they tend to be the people controlling our there, and quite frankly, that K26R, I think I'm K26R. Mm-hmm. It's a genetic line that goes through the women's DNA, X chromosome, okay? So it's passed down from the women. And it tends to be in those groups of people that for one reason or another have kept their bloodline pure over millennia.
Okay.
Und ich hätte vergessen zu sagen, dass da noch eine Gruppe ist, die ihre Familie immer, ihre Blutlinie immer sehr klar gehalten hat, also das ist die K26-Blutlinie, und die ist so gut wie gar nicht davon betroffen. Und das macht natürlich dann Sinn zu sehen, dass sehr viele in dieser Blutgruppe in den ganz hohen Positionen sind. Und Dr. Merritt meint, dass sie weiß auch nicht warum, aber sie scheint auch in dieser Gruppe zu sein.
Now, so I always, you know, we not having kings and queens in our history in America, we always used to think it was so cute that, for example, Prince Charles had to research the genetics of Diana before they got married, right? We thought that was just kind of a quaint little thing that the royals did. No, it had to do with, because let's face it, in primogeniture, the resources, the inheritance always goes through the men's line. Why do they care about the women? Because they carry the gene.
I see.
And it's an X-linked gene.
Mm-hmm.
Now, go ahead.
Dieser Gen, der wird durch die Frauen weitergegeben. Und aus dem Grund, in Amerika hat man zunächst ein wenig geschmunzelt, als damals Prinz Charles nachgeschaut hat, welche die ganzen genetische Abstammung von Lady Diana. Aber es macht Sinn, weil eben, wie gesagt, dieses Genom wird nur durch die Frau übertragen.
Okay, so there are several, there, like I say, this bloodline is hidden within a lot of different peoples. Mm-hmm. But think who keeps their bloodline pure. It's done for religious reasons, it's done by just somewhat by accident, by isolation. It's done in the big banking houses to keep, I always used to think it was because they wanted to keep the money in the family, okay? But they, you know, the Rothschilds marry the Schiffs, marry the Warburgs. I mean, they've been doing that for a long time. And it's done in the royal families. Now, here's what happened to me and why I think I have this line. Okay, then I'll tell you that.
It's difficult otherwise to remember.
I know, no, you're good. You just raise your hand when I need to shut up.
Okay, Dr. Merritt hat nochmal erklärt, dass der Grund, um die Blutlinien reinzuhalten, hat etwas damit zu tun, hatte man gedacht, hat etwas damit zu tun, damit der Reichtum in der Familie bleibt, oder auch damit die Linie unter Königen und so weiter immer nur in einem bestimmten Pool bleibt. Aber es hat sich natürlich herausgestellt, dass das nicht so ist. Es sei denn, Menschen leben ganz isoliert irgendwo woanders und bleiben nur in einer ganz bestimmten Gruppe. Und jetzt wird Dr. Merritt erzählen, warum es bei ihr der Fall ist. Now it's your turn.
Yeah,